profit, and that led to talking to Dangote to say, can you fix the pit for us? We're going to brand, we'll see what happens in the EPL. We're going to brand 5,000 seats with the Dangote logo. We're going to give you one of our business suits. We're going to make sure that we brand five of our pillars in our stadium for you. For you fixing the stadium. And he committed to fixing the Moshood Abiola Stadium. And that's why work is ongoing. We hope by February or March at the latest, that will be ready. Our Super Eagles, they don't have home ground advantage. And it's a massive disadvantage. You play in Asaba today, you play in Benin tomorrow, you play in Kaduna next week. No, it never works that way. You must have a home advantage. I can assure you that by God's grace, from next year, there will be home advantage, and our national team will play in our national stadium, either in Sulurene or in Abuja, as the case may be. Kaduna is also being refurbished. We also approached Sir Adebutu Keshinte with the same template, the same proposal. It's more of a CSR model. They get something back, that is, they get brand visibility. And eventually, our team met at the ministry. Baba Keshinte committed to bringing back the main bowl of the national stadium. And I'm sure, I urge you, before you rush to your offices, we'll just take a walk there and see what's happening. You recall the last time the football match was played there? 16 years ago? 17 years ago? And everything went down. Everything completely went down. And we started a process. We started a task force. In spite of pressures, we went ahead and cleared this stadium. We brought down, we regret the economic hardships, but this is a stadium. We took down all illegal buildings, shops, and structures that were not part of the original temple. You can breathe easy now. You can see the beauty of the stadium even in the decay that we see. But that's a process. The pitch is coming back. The scoreboard is coming back. The tartan track is coming back. We are now shopping for somebody that will help us take care of the terraces and bring it to FIFA standard. We've done an integrity test. 80% of the terraces are still solid. We just need minor reinforcement. If we're able to deliver on that, I think we're on the path. The concession of the entire stadium is also ongoing. The entire stadium will be concessioned, maybe for 15 to 20 years, and then we can have the entire development. But before that concession happens, we want to bring value, we want to bring life back to this place. You can imagine. As FIFA says, they want you to locate your stadium in a place like Surulere, because there are people all around, there's population density and the rest of that. So imagine, I don't know how many people recall what this stadium used to be like. Imagine this stadium coming back alive. Even as it is now, before COVID, over 350 people came to this stadium to take a walk, to run, of course, maybe to do some other things. We're taking care of those other things. This place is not for sportsmen and women. Strictly. We're looking at getting somebody for Obafemi Awolowo Stadium. We've spoken to a number of influential and wealthy people. They're looking at our proposals. Kaduna, we met the governor. We had a technical report. He has committed to fixing 70% of what we want fixed there. That process is ongoing. The remaining 30%, we will do it from our budget next year. But beyond that, we've also brought back some indoor multi-purpose sports hall. The one in Benin, the one in Jos, and a couple of other places. We're looking at strategic sporting facilities that will support not just the big national stadiums, but also the ones that the communities can use. We're looking at mini stadium. We have them in our budget for next year. Township stadium, mini stadium across the country. Not everybody can come to Lagos. Not everybody can come to Moshood Abiola. But we want to make sure they're already there. It's just lack of funding. But we're picking a number in each geopolitical zone to make sure that we start a new culture of sports development across the country. again, money, funding is a big problem, but we want to make sure that whatever we can achieve. The last aspect is adopt a team. As basketball teams, male and female, are qualified. Government is providing funding, but under the adopt a team, we've seen what Total is doing. We hope that a couple of other companies that we've made pitches to, working with the NBBF, will come and adopt either the female or the male basketball team. And that adoption will equate to the allowances they give them, paying for their trips. Our senior basketball team, for instance, they can only travel first class. So most of them, their height, their legs, government cannot afford first class. If you have somebody adopting it, they will pay for that. They get jerseys, the jerseys are branded. And that's part of what we're trying to do, to kind of bring about a new trajectory. So that's for the adopt initiative. We're glad that it's been started. We've been able to pitch it. We hope that it's going to record more successes as we enter the new year.